Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, and it is great to be with you today. Before we start the program, I want to let you know that due to circumstances beyond our control, we are rescheduling our live remote broadcast from Archbishop Ryan. Today, we are in the studio. We've got some special guests for you, but let's kick it off with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work, too, may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me, then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate your support. We love the fact that you hang out with us each day here on Spirit in the Morning. Also hanging out with me this morning, Mr. David Parker.
Hey, good morning, Gary and
brother, everyone.
How are you? Thanks.
Doing good. How about yourself? How are you?
I'm good.
Good?
Yeah.
Ready to go today,
Ready
big
to
guy?
Go. Yeah, we had some guests over last night, and it was an awesome thing, and I got to bed late.
About so like 7 o'clock or so?
Yeah.
A little late. But you're here.
No, I'm good.
Look wide awake.
I feel wide awake. It's coffee.
Yes, that's right. And today on the show, Dave, we're going to be joined by our friend Bear Wozniak, a favorite of our listeners. You can hear him each week on Deep Adventure Radio, 6 p.m. on Saturday. Bear is going to be here to talk about the premiere of his EWTN-TV reality series. That's going to be premiering on March the 5th, The Long Ride Home. So Bear's going to join us. Always fun when he joins us from Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Really?
It's interesting. Right now, every morning, Bear broadcasts live on Facebook. I think he goes from about 7 a.m. to 7:15.
So
right after that, he's going to be on our show and join us. We're also going to have Dr. Greg Popchak with us, another favorite guest. Greg has recently written a book. Well, it's a soon-to-be-released book. It's called The Bedatitudes. It's a book for fathers based on the Beatitudes. I think the book is coming out next week, so this is really, really timely. Dr. Greg will be on with us later on in the program to talk about it. We have our usual assortment of music and scripture. We've got the Be Not Afraid Bible verse at 7:50. Just one quick note about tomorrow. Dave, I'm traveling tomorrow.
Where are you going?
I'm headed to Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile?
Yes.
I'm speaking at a
Legatus meeting down there, which is a Catholic business group, so I'm speaking down there. Because of that, we are doing a special broadcast tomorrow. I'll be in the air at the time of the show. It's a little difficult for me to be broadcasting while I'm flying. So we will be featuring two of our favorite interviews. Frank Eliason is putting together a compilation, two of our favorite interviews, and a great mix of music.
So stay tuned, folks.
So stay tuned tomorrow. Now, Thursday, I'll be doing the show live from Mobile. We will have as our guest none other than Catholic Answers Jimmy Akin.
Wow.
And Dr. Brian Kiechek will be here also to talk about. He's an interesting guy. Brian's a friend. I've known him for a while. He's a chiropractor. He was an atheist for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He had a big conversion experience, and now he has started this company called Dolls from Heaven. It's very interesting that he's doing this.
What is it? Dolls?
Dolls from Heaven.
Oh.
So
I've heard of that.
They're saint dolls for children.
Okay.
And all. It's kind of a cool thing. So Brian's going to be on the show on Thursday. He has been on EWTN Radio talking about this. He's also written a book about the Blessed Mother. So he's somebody like most of us who had this conversion experience, this call from the Lord, feeling that we should do something. We all get it in a different way, but it's a good thing that many of us get different calls. We all have different gifts, so Brian's going to be talking about that. Thursday on the program, we'll be joined by Dan Burke to continue our Into the Deep series. So that's going to be coming up on Friday. Who else is on Friday? Why can't I remember? Oh, Jack Beers from the Dynamic Catholic Institute. We are going to be featuring on this program the Best Lent Ever program, which is Matthew Kelly's Dynamic Catholic Institute's program for Lent. Every day, we have been cleared to play the daily broadcast from Matthew Kelly. Jack will be on to talk about that. And this is really cool. Dave, I wanted to do this to help us to have the best Lent ever.
Yes.
So
when does that start exactly?
I believe it's Ash Wednesday, but
Ash Wednesday?
Jack will tell us on Friday,
okay.
which is Next week.
That's next. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yeah.
March the 1st.
March 1st.
It's next Wednesday. A week from tomorrow is Lent.
Wow.
So get ready. We're going to be
and
here.
And then Man Up Philly a couple days later.
Ah, yes. Good point. That's going to be Saturday of that. Yeah. It was Saturday, March the 4th.
Yes.
Broadcasting
on location.
What, 4 hours live.
Wow.
Man Up Philly. So, man, we got a lot going on, don't we?
And then the next day, it struck me. Bears' new program is airing on the 5th. So what a weekend that we're going
to
have.
I have to share something with you, Mr. Parker. Yesterday, as you know, I am speaking at the Erie Catholic Men's Conference this year in Erie, Pennsylvania,
yes.
by the Larry Richards Conference. And you as a native...
No wallflower him.
Yeah, right. You as a native of Erie, you understand what goes on in Erie, PA.
Yes.
I got a call yesterday from a gentleman named Dale, who is going to be helping me out. He works for the Men's Conference, and he's going to be helping me out logistically and everything with what I need. He was telling me that the weather in Erie right now is incredibly balmy, and he said the lake has not frozen over yet this year, which I guess is a cause for concern. They're concerned about what may be happening in the future in Erie.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
This is not typical February weather for Erie,
it's not.
PA,
No, it's not. I speak with my sister from time to time up there. Yes, when the lake freezes on a more normal winter...
Yeah.
It puts a cap on the lake, and therefore that lake effect, the atmosphere cannot suck up all the water and then dump it on the land. So now with it still open,
that's what he was saying. Yeah,
they still get the lake effect, and it should have turned off. Oh, maybe a month ago. I mean, from my history and my experience of living there. So yes.
So
it's balmy and eerie.
So hopefully by March 25th when I go there.
Absolutely.
We will not have snow, but one never knows, right?
Exactly. But they have gotten more snow than we have this year down here.
Okay.
Totally different set of circumstances for us down here in southeastern Pennsylvania.
And we will have...
And that concludes my weather report.
Well, that's good. That's good. See, we don't only cover the weather for the Delaware Valley. Dave Parker does the weather for Erie, PA.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. Hey, let's look
at... Brand of you going there.
Let's look at our gospel now. Today's gospel comes from Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 37. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee. But he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent, for they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and he said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me."
Ooh.
It's a really interesting story.
Yes, it is.
Now, Dave,
here
we have Jesus telling his disciples that he was going to have to be handed over, suffer, die. After 3 days, he would rise again. So in other words, he's laying out the whole story. Now, remember, this is after the transfiguration. He gave them a glimpse of what heaven will look like, what he'll look like in his heavenly glory.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling them the story that, guys, this is what's going to happen. And St. Mark tells us, but they didn't understand the saying. No surprise there, because they didn't understand just about everything that Jesus said. But in all fairness, to their credit, they had not yet received the Holy Spirit. So remember, they're operating at a disadvantage. We have an advantage over the apostles. And what happened, but this is why it's bad. Not only did they not understand, but they were afraid to question him. When, Dave, you know yourself, right? If you don't understand something, you should ask a question.
Absolutely.
But a lot of times we're afraid to ask questions.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
About our faith or about anything.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Keep going.
Now,
You're doing good.
Here's what I find interesting. So they're with Jesus, right? They're his followers. You would think they're his friends.
Yeah.
He's telling them he's going to die. He's going to suffer. Yeah. He's going to be put to death. He's going to rise from the dead. They're arguing with one another on the way about who is the greatest.
Exactly.
I mean,
I know.
What are these clowns doing?
Exactly.
Right? They think
they don't get it.
They don't get it, but they're arguing which one of them is the best.
Yeah. I saw him first. He likes me. He picked me. You know?
Right. And remember yesterday's gospel, they were unable to cast out a demon in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they bragging about?
Exactly.
Right? I mean,
exactly.
They don't exactly have a good history.
And they
here.
Questioned him about that one yesterday. I mean, you know, your fate, you know,
but
on their
face. But yet they still let that pride get the best of
them. Oh, absolutely.
And it's funny that Jesus said to them, what were you arguing about? Well, we know he knows what they're arguing about, but I think this is for our benefit.
Oh, it is.
Because when he asks the question, you'll see this a lot of times in the Gospels, it gets recorded in scriptures such as this. So now we get to see what they're arguing about. And then this gives Jesus the opportunity to tell them, listen, guys, if you want to be truly great, great in the eyes of God, don't try to put yourself first. Be like John the Baptist. Yes. Recognize that the Lord has to come first.
Absolutely.
And you're just a servant.
Exactly.
And he points them to a child. And he really says, be like a child. Be trusting. Be aware that you're dependent.
Absolutely.
Right? And I think that's a good lesson for all of us.
Yeah. But you're basically saying you got to die to yourself. But you got to decrease so I can increase.
Mm-hmm. But Dave, I hate to say it, but we do this sometimes. We tend to think, especially when we're trying to share our faith.
Absolutely.
The more we know, sometimes we start to feel like, wow, I'm pretty good at this. I'm going to convince this person to follow the Lord. And then when they don't listen, what do? We get angry at them.
Yeah.
And sometimes we forget.
Why don't you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you get it? We're saying the truth.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't you know that what I'm saying makes sense? Don't you know that I'm really intelligent?
Yeah.
So, in effect, we all can have that
tendency.
I say
that to my wife sometimes.
And what does she say?
I'm not going to answer.
Yeah. But
she humbles me.
It's true. We all do this at times.
Yeah.
So I would say from this message, take a page out of the book of the Gospels, and listen. Remember that when you're out sharing the good news, it's not all you. You're not doing the work. The Lord's really doing the work. Humble yourself and realize that, because as St. Paul has said, when you are weak, then you are strong. We're going to come back with Bear Wozniak and talk about the long ride home. You know the deal. Don't go anywhere. Grab a cup of coffee. Stay tuned. We'll be coming right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for February 21st. Today we celebrate St. Peter Damian. Poverty and family neglect could have made Peter Damian a troubled person. Instead, he grew to be one of the great figures of the medieval church, a writer, a poet, and something the 11th century church especially needed, a reformer. Peter became a Benedictine monk and lived an austere life that focused on prayer, fasting, and abstinence. He was elected abbot and used his authority to speak out on some of the abuses of the time. These included the buying and selling of church offices and violations of clerical celibacy. After being made a bishop of a diocese near Rome, Peter spoke out in new ways, challenging various antipopes who sought to displace the duly elected pontiff. While he was abbot, Peter periodically received calls from Rome to serve as peacemaker or troubleshooter between contesting groups. Finally, he was made Cardinal Bishop of Ostia. He ultimately asked to be relieved of these responsibilities, and receiving approval, Peter was happy to be just a monk once again. Peter Damian died in 1072. He was never formally canonized, but some 750 years later, he was declared a Doctor of the Church. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
I've been a sinner, I've been a saint, a little bit of both every single day. I've been lost, but somehow I'm
That was Micah Tyler with Never Been a Moment. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time is 7:17. Let me do a quick look at the weather today in the Delaware Valley. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, it's 35 degrees. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 40. Wednesday is going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 64. At the moment in Quakertown, 25 degrees. In Mount Laurel, New Jersey, 27 degrees. And in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, it is 26 degrees. Well, it's time right now to head down to Cocoa Beach, Florida to catch up with our buddy Bear Wozniak. You hear Bear every week on Holy Spirit Radio at 6 p.m. with his Deep Adventure show. So it's really cool that we get to join him in the morning. We're going to be talking about something new that's going to be premiering on EWTN television. Bear, how are you, my man?
Are you just calling me for the surf report? Or
yeah, what? You like to rub it in, don't you?
Yeah. 70 degrees here, by the way.
70 degrees. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Hey, listen, buddy. What do we got going on with this new reality show? It's going to be premiering very soon.
Yeah, it's the first reality show EWTN's ever done. And you guys were a big part of it. We rode our motorcycles from Cocoa Beach, Florida, all the way to San Diego, and Gary made me call in every morning.
No matter
what time of the morning it was. It was really early when we got to the West Coast. But, you know, our pursuit was masculine spirituality.
Right.
And so Tony Orband and I took off for San Diego. We got met up with the Catholic Cross Bears Motorcycle Club in Louisiana, and they escorted us to Houston. Mm-hmm. We had a big biker rally there, bunch of men from Knights on Bikes, and also the Iron Deacon showed up. And then six of us rolled thunder into the Big Bend country. And then four of them went back, and Tony and I made it all the way to San Diego. And then I made it up to Monterey. So it was really like the long ride home theme is basically a quest for masculine spirituality. Mm-hmm. And it also was me returning on the same path I took when I pedaled my bicycle from San Diego to Jacksonville. I went all the way back to San Diego and up to Monterey Bay where I was raised. And I went to the same beach where I had that first experience at the age of about 11 or 12 of the wonder of God. You know, I was sitting on the beach and I just sensed the wonder of the universe and the wonder of our Creator open up to me, and had that, which that was a spot when I began to really, you know, pursue God and try to understand who He was. So that's the, that hence the word Long Ride Home title. Yeah.
And Barry, so, and it premieres on March the 5th, correct, at 11 p.m. on
EWTN? They wanted to push us back to the 2 a.m. prime slot there, you know. I think they're kind of afraid of our show, but it's at 11 p.m. But there's some tough guys on this show, so so they're kind of a little bit afraid of our show, but they're taking a bold step to have a show like this on EWTN, the first of its type. First of its type anywhere, really, I think.
I can't wait to see it. What can we expect on the first episode?
The first episode, we're getting ready to roll Thunder.
Okay.
And the first thing we do is we have to face down Hurricane Matthew. The eye of the storm comes right over us.
Wow.
And then we head up the coast and begin our trek.
Mm. Bear, you're a busy guy. You do a lot. You do your weekly radio show, which I've been blessed to be on several times. I've lost track how many times I've been on, so thank you for continuing to invite me. But you're also doing, in addition to your speaking, you're also doing a daily segment on Facebook Live, which I really enjoy. Most times I can't watch it because you're on when we're on the air. I don't know if I should be giving you a plug because you're on at the same time.
They can watch it afterwards, right? After your show, they can go and still watch it. But because it's recorded on.
That's right.
We get about 60 or 70 people. We don't have a lot of people watching it in the morning, but we have hundreds by the end of the day have viewed it. So.
And it's really good. Talk a little bit about that in case anybody might want to see it. I've tuned it several times. You're going through the catechism, correct?
Yeah, or maybe other people want to do the same thing. You know, it's kind of cool. We're going through the Catholic catechism. And so I'm not a busy person because I always have catechism in my life every morning anyway. I'm just reading it out loud to some people. But what's happening is as we go through it, a lot of people have become regular viewers, and I always really encourage comments and for people to share. And so it's become kind of a little tribe. You know, people are getting to know each other. I had a person who taught me how to tandem surf today from Dana Point. We had someone from France. We had someone from Sweden. We had someone from Texas and here in Florida. So people listen all over the world, and they've developed a sense of community with each other. So it's kind of a way for everyone to kind of have that sort of sense of Ohana or family first thing in the morning as they're starting their day.
Yeah, and what's it go about?
It starts at 7 a.m.
And it goes about 15 minutes or so?
You know what I do is I stand with my back to the sunrise.
Yeah.
So people are watching the sunrise.
I know.
While I'm talking. So we run for about 15 to 16 minutes, and then I leave the sunrise on for a few minutes so people can start their, you know, can continue on and meditate and pray for a few minutes afterwards. Wow. And then I turn it off.
It really is. It's inspiring. I really do enjoy watching it. Now, how can we connect with that?
Just
by going on Facebook and following
you. Yeah, the best thing is to go to Bear Wozniak and follow because I only have 5,000 of my closest friends already that are my friends. So you can't get any more friends. But people can follow, and then the Facebook Live feed will come on at 7 a.m. But they can watch the recorded version of it afterwards.
Great.
And they can go to our website, deepadventure.com, by the way, and we're linking it to YouTube also, so people will be able to share it that way.
Nice. It's amazing the way we can reach people nowadays, isn't it? There's so many different ways to share the good news, and you're really taking advantage of these different methods.
Yeah, you know, in Hawaii, we throw net, kind of like Peter and his friends did. We throw net, and like when I share from the catechism, then there's Chris Vargas in Padre Island. He shares it, and then live, and then Jason Hilo in Galveston shares it, and then, you know, people on the West Coast share it. So it makes this, I just kind of see this big net going out, and it's just one more way of sharing the gospel.
And I like what you're doing with the catechism, because to many people, the catechism is an intimidating book. But you're breaking it down, you're taking it day by day, and you explain it in a way that's understandable.
Yeah, the catechism to me is so beautiful. It even says in the catechism we should use it, for our Lectio Divina, and so to meditate on it. And so you can read it all the way through, like a regular book, but it's best if you let it kind of read you, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's where you may, a page or two a day is a beautiful pace to go through the Catholic Catechism. So I recommend everybody every day, read a page of it. It's so deep. It's very chewy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's meat. But as you go through it, there's going to be words you don't understand. You can look them up on Google. You can do a Google search. Make sure you go to a Catholic site
that right.
tells you the meaning of them. But it's just a beautiful way to really know our faith. And then if we really know our faith, we're able to share it with other people, share the good news, and explain it in a way that they can understand it too. Like right now, we just went through a whole section on who Mary is.
Mm.
And there's so much confusion in the non-Catholic world
right.
about who Mary is, but
right.
frankly, even in the Catholic world.
Mm-hmm.
So to understand how the Church really relates to her and understands her. You know.
And the great thing is the Catechism is a relatively inexpensive book. You can get a paperback version very cheaply.
Yeah, and actually on our website, deepadventure.com, they can go there, click a link, and then, you know, Amazon will send it right to them.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So you the Catechism is... It's just beautiful, you know. That's this paperback volume. I have a really super light one. It's printed in Australia, so I can take it wherever I want to go. You know, kind of like a little paperback thing Father Mark Goren gave me. So the Catechism is beautiful. Make sure you get the full one with all the footnotes and stuff like
yes.
that. The popular and definitive edition. That's the one to get.
Great.
And it was Pope Benedict. Who was really responsible for developing this. And when you read it, it's steeped in philosophy and in theology, you know, faith and reason, seeking understanding. So, I mean, seeking truth. So it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful book. It really, the beauty, God gave us a rational soul, and there's so much beauty and purity of thought. And there's a clarity in this that just, it's like looking at one of the beautiful tapestries in the Sistine Museum. You know, it's just a beautiful... I kiss it when I read it. It's a beautiful book.
Wow.
Beautiful
book.
What an image.
Yeah, yeah, really. Bear, we got about a minute left. I just want to give you a chance to, if we want to follow you online, maybe bring you in to speak, find out about your resources, find out about the long ride home. Where is the best place that we can go?
Okay, well, first, Gary, I think we should admit to the fact that I was Gary's second choice today. I'm part of his D team.
No,
I need a guest. I just want you guys to know where I stand in the Gary list.
Okay.
Deepadventure.com is where you can go to subscribe to our email blast, and then you'll know all about our reality show. You can get our reality show, Long Ride Home, motorcycle pins for your motorcycle vest, and women's some distress-type T-shirts and tank tops and T-shirts for the men. So all that stuff is there in my book, Deep in the Way of a Surfing Guide to the Soul, and Deep Adventure, The Way of Heroic Virtue are there, too.
I'm going to introduce my brother-in-law to you, okay, Bear? I mean, he bikes. So anyway, I think he'd love you, okay?
So he's going to be, I'll be a bad influence on him?
No, I think the opposite. Now, he's a good guy now, but I think, you know, spiritually, yeah, some growth is needed, as with me.
All right, Bear. Hey, man.
Sorry.
Thanks for coming through for us, buddy. Great to have you on. God bless you. All right, brother. Aloha. Bear Wozniak. When we come back, Dr. Greg Popchak's going to be here. We're going to be talking about the beach attitude.
Joy.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. A big chunk of leftover business from the last administration could be the latest headache for the new one. While a government shutdown deadline is a few weeks away, a $1 trillion plus catch-all spending measure could get embroiled in the politics of building President Donald Trump's border wall and a budget-busting Pentagon request. Democrats oppose the wall, and a budget will need Senate Democrats to pass. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in an appeal brought by the parents of a Mexican teenager who was killed by a U.S. Border Patrol agent. At issue is the definition of when foreigners outside the U.S. have access to American courts. The circumstances of exactly what occurred are in dispute, but what is clear is that the agent was on the U.S. side of the border and the teen was in Mexico. Lower courts dismissed the parents' lawsuit. And there's a new international call today to protect the more than 200 million children living in the world's conflict zones. France's president and UNICEF note the victims include child soldiers, underage sex slaves, and orphaned adolescent refugees. French President François Hollande called the situation urgent as he opened an international conference in Paris today. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
You're listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Kara Jackson, who has Down syndrome, became an altar server at age 9 in Holy Family Parish in Middletown, Ohio. She always performed her duties exceptionally well and soon got the idea that she'd like to serve Mass in all 50 states. As reported by Catholic News Service, she started sending out letters to parishes around the country to see if she could serve there. So far, she has visited 18 states, impressing priests and parishioners alike. Archbishop Joseph E. Kurtz of Louisville, Kentucky, whose late brother had Down syndrome, said, "Kara's beautiful personality and unique gifts reinforced our church's teachings about the dignity of every human being." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fire. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life, there's a better life. You got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. Testify. You got pain, he's a pain taker.
was Chainbreaker by Zach Williams. That is the number one Christian airplay single on the Billboard chart this week. That's been that way for the past several weeks. And in fact, two of the songs we're playing today are in the top 10 on the Christian airplay chart. Speaking of number one, right now, we're going to go to the number one Christian counselor in my book, a guy that's somebody that always makes me feel better. He's an author. He's a speaker. He's a radio host. He does a lot. Dr. Greg Popcheck. Hey, Dr. Greg, how are you, brother?
Hey, Gary, I'm well, thank you.
I always feel better once I hear you on with me.
Well, thank you very much. So good to be here.
Hey, you have a new...
I could take my headsets off.
You're coming out with a new book very soon called Bedatitudes.
Yes, sir. 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad.
What? First of all, that is a great title. I love the title.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's a lot of fun, and it actually is on how the Beatitudes relate to effective fathering and help us become fathers after God's own heart. You know, there are lots of different ideas of what a father should be. We have, a crisis of fatherhood in our country, where dads are either confused or having a hard time stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of different ideas about, you know, what dad's role ought to be. And the Christian vision of fatherhood is really unique, but it's hard to figure out what that really means. And, you know, Pope Francis has been talking a lot about the Beatitudes.
Right.
And as I was listening to his reflections and reading some of his words on the Beatitudes, it occurred to me that the Beatitudes really are a template for how God the Father relates to us, his children, and that if we men want to be fathers after the Father's own heart, that maybe we should take our cue from the Beatitudes.
Now, Greg, I have to be honest, I've got an advanced copy of the book. It made me a little uncomfortable, but that's a good thing because I realized reading through this, I've got work to do as a dad. But I like that. It's better for me to know that now than wait till I'm judged one day and the Lord says, hey, Gary, how come you weren't a good dad the way I expected you to be? So this is good. I find it to be a challenging book, but very readable. Now, if we could, can we try to go through a few of these Beatitudes?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to address really quickly what you just said there, you know, because we've all got work to do. That's one of the first things, you know, the first Beatitude is blessed are the dads who are poor in spirit, which really means, you know, that we've got to be humble enough to recognize that we don't know what we're doing. None of us do. And that's okay. You know, that's why Christ came, to be our model, and to give us someone to look to say, how do I do this? And being a dad is a tough job, and there are lots of different working parts that we've got to somehow pull together inside of ourselves, in our marriage, and with our kids. And so that first Beatitude, blessed are the dads who are poor in spirit, enables us to be humble enough to say, Lord, teach me, to say to my wife and kids, tell me what you need, and then to really reflect on what can I do to help you become the people that God created you to be, with the resources God's given me. So it's all about that, beginning with that idea of humility that you just sort of addressed in your first comment.
And I think that's important that we acknowledge that. It's a great place to start. The second one I found very interesting, blessed are the dads who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Yeah, you know, I've always had a hard time with this Beatitude.
Me
because,
too.
It seems both depressing and passive, you know?
Exactly.
Mourn. I mean, mourning is something that happens to me, right? It's not something I go out and do.
Right.
But if you look at what the meaning of the word mourn is in the original language, it's about compassion.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being with another person and feeling what they feel, having empathy for others. So, you know, blessed are the dads who aren't afraid of feelings, who aren't afraid to empathize with our spouse and our children's tears, fears, and struggles. You know, we have a tendency as men to be kind of uncomfortable with emotion.
Yes.
And we either sort of repress it in some way, or we just indulge in it in terms of, you know, our rage or, you know, anger, depression, or those sorts of things. Jesus is presenting a different model, where he's saying, you know, men, you don't have to be afraid of feelings, and you don't have to be afraid of other people's feelings either. You can be present to those who are hurting, to those who are struggling, especially your wife and children, and you can help them through that. You don't have to be afraid of their feelings or yours. And we talk about how to develop a healthier relationship with our emotions in that chapter.
Yeah. Now, the third one, blessed are the dads who are meek. Wait a minute. I'm a man. I'm supposed to be a tough guy, Greg.
Right.
I have to be strong. I'm not supposed to be meek, am I?
Well, meekness isn't weakness. That's the main theme of the chapter. Meekness is about cultivating that listening heart, you know, that willingness to, well, here, I'll tell you what. I had a man come up to me after a men's talk I did once, and he said, you know I'm supposed to be the head of my family, you know, but I don't know what that means. Where do I start? How do I know what's right for my wife and for my kids? And I said, well, you know, ask them. You know, that's where it starts, by stopping and asking them. You know, we're afraid to ask our wife and kids what they need because we're afraid they might actually tell us, and then we have to do it, you know? I mean, that's
terrifying,
but having that meek, listening heart allows us to use our marriage and family life as the opportunity to change and grow that God means it to be, to help us become the men God wants us to be.
Wow. Now, the fourth beatitude, blessed are the dads who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
That's right. And there, you know, what we're talking about is the reality that awesome dads are on a mission from God.
Yeah.
And it's all about living for God and leading our family to God. You know, when there's some research that shows that when dads don't take the lead or absent themselves from the faith formation of their children, there's about a 4% chance that those kids will grow up to be faithful.
Whoa.
Even if the moms are churched.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really, you know, incredible when you think about it. I mean, even when moms go to church faithfully, if the dad is not involved, there's about a 4% chance that those kids are going to grow up to be faithful. And so dad's role in forming kids in the faith and bringing kids to the Father is so critically important. It really can't be underestimated.
And I have seen that study before. That blew me away when I first heard that. Let's talk about mercy. The fifth beatitude addresses that blessed are the dads who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. What's that one all about?
Well, you know, we came out of the year of mercy, and there are a lot of perception that mercy means you're letting people off the hook or being, you know, super nice to people. And you know, of course, it involves some of that. But when you look at the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, especially the spiritual works, you see that being merciful really means treating others in a manner that allows them to experience their dignity and worth in God's eyes.
Mm.
And so being merciful as a father means being that loving mentor in our home that doesn't break hearts but molds them. You know, a dad who really is certainly not absenting himself from his role as disciplinarian, but is able to approach discipline in terms of a discipleship relationship with my kids, where I am going to take that time to figure out, you know, what is it my child is trying to do, as clumsily or obnoxiously maybe as he might be, and how can I teach him to do that in a godly and more effective way? Because in doing that, I'm going to allow my child to see God's loving mercy even in his mistakes, and I'm going to be able to approach that child to help him see himself through God's eyes, because that, again, is what being merciful means, treating others in a manner that allows them to experience their dignity and worth in God's eyes.
Now, the sixth beatitude addresses the topic of purity of heart. Talk about that one, if you could.
Yeah, and a lot of us, of course, think of purity of heart in terms of what we don't do. You know, don't look at pornography. Don't use our wife. You know, don't be lustful.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That's all true. It starts there. But being pure of heart means more than that. You know, the theology of the body teaches us that the opposite of love isn't hate, but rather use. Anytime we use somebody, we turn them into an object instead of treating them like a person. And we can do that with our wife through lust, of course, but there are other ways we use our wife and kids. I mean, you know, we can sometimes treat our kids as little chore monkeys, you know, whose job is just to run around doing stuff, you know. Or somehow our spouse and our kids are just there to make our lives easier or more convenient in some way.
Right.
And instead of really lifting them up and loving them by working for their good and asking, what can I do to help them become what God created them to be?
Now, in the interest of time, we've got two more. Blessed are the dads who are peacemakers, and blessed are the dads who are persecuted. We have just a little over a minute, Greg. Can you touch on those?
Well, people will just have to get the book together. Yeah,
there you go.
You've got to leave something, Gary. I mean, good heavens. But, you know, but I will leave with the persecuted idea. You know, being a dad is tough work, and a lot of times when we try to step up, we get pushback, either from inside of ourselves because maybe we didn't have the best models growing up, or from our coworkers or our employers, or just the culture at large that somehow tells us that you know, either we're doing it wrong or we shouldn't be doing it at all, you know, or our priorities are messed up somehow. Blessed are the dads who are willing to face that kind of persecution and really step up and be those faithful, godly men who are not afraid to lead their homes to Christ.
And this is, we've been talking about the new book, Be Daditudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad by Dr. Greg Popcheck. Greg, where is the best place to get the book? I believe it comes out next week. Is that correct?
That's right. Right now they can pre-order it off of either Amazon or Ave Maria Press. Of course, it'll be on our website at CatholicCounselors.com as well.
And I highly recommend it. It is an excellent book. You go into a lot of depth here. We have about 30 seconds left, and I want to get in a plug because I often recommend your counseling services to people who are looking for help with anxiety or so many other problems. The best thing about what you do is you're willing to do it by telephone, correct, Greg?
That's right. I have 5 counselors that work with me. They're all faithful Catholic counselors. Mm. And we work with people all over the world from that Catholic integrated perspective. So you can learn more at CatholicCounselors.com.
And I highly recommend that site in your work. Dr. Greg Popcheck, as always, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Gary. God bless.
All right, God bless you as well. When we come back, it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the morning with Gary Zimak.
is The God I Know by Loving the Outcome. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning, and that's what we try to do on this show. We want you to know the God that we know. That's what we try to make obvious throughout the hour on Spirit in the Morning. We're so glad to have you with us today. My thanks to Bear Wozniak and Dr. Greg Popcheck for joining us today. We always get some great guests on this show.
We do, absolutely.
I mean, you know, and continuing throughout the week, we have, now tomorrow's going to be a special show, we'll tell you that, about that in a minute, but on Thursday's program, we'll have Jimmy Akin from Catholic Answers joining us to talk about a great new book that he's written. Also, Dr. Brian Kiechek, who is a chiropractor and who has gotten into some really cool things for the Lord. He's going to be joining us on Thursday. Friday on the show, Dan Burke will be with us for his usual Friday Into the Deep visit. We'll also be joined by Jack Beers from the Dynamic Catholic Institute to talk about the best Lent ever. So we've got lots of great guests coming up for you in the future. But right now I want to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. This comes from Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. Now, this verse comes from my new book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. I have a different verse for each day of the week, each day of the year, actually. So if you're a worrier, I think you'll really benefit from the book. You can get that at followingthetruth.com, which is my website. But briefly, here's what's happening. St. Paul is reminding us that we have some control over what's in our heart. Is our heart controlled by the world, by the problems we face, or are we willing to turn control of our heart over to the Lord? How do we do that? It starts simply by saying, Lord, take control of my heart, take control of my problems, take control of my life, and then we need to do something to continue maintaining that control, because we can't give him control and then run around and take control back from him. So by trying to read daily scripture, you know, possibly by reading the daily mass readings, listening to us. We do the gospel here each day. I do a Be Not Afraid Bible verse. You got to start small if you're not used to doing that. If you could possibly get to daily mass, that's a great thing. If you go to confession frequently, and if you go to Eucharistic adoration, you start doing these things, and sooner or later, you're going to realize that the Lord is taking control over your life, which is a good thing. And what happens? He gives you his peace. So give that a shot, and I think you will see results. I know you will see results in your life. And by the way, this verse, the songs, information about the guests, everything we talked about on the show today can be found by going to spiritinthemorning.com. Right now, the time is 7:53. Incidentally, we don't have a lot of sports news today. Nobody was really playing last night. The Phillies are still going through spring training. They play tomorrow, interestingly enough, or it might be Thursday. I believe it's Thursday against, they're playing against a college team against, I forget who it is, but after that they play the New York Yankees for the first Grapefruit League
game. Ah, okay.
So we'll keep you posted with what's going on at spring training. Speaking of keeping us posted, our director of operations, Frank Eliason, is
here, spring training here
to help me talk and to also keep us posted about some developments.
First of all, I wonder if the Pope is reading your book, because you know what his tweet today is?
What is his tweet today?
God knows better than we do about what we need. Huh. We must have faith because his ways are different from ours.
Whoa. Wow. That is a great message.
And, when did you send him the book?
When you first hear that, you think, well, of course God knows better than I do. But Frank, all the time, we forget that.
We do. Yeah. We do. And we get into our own world and, like, you know, what's important to us. But I liked this tweet from yesterday, so I want to hit
please do.
Which is, you know, because many of us are on Facebook. We have all this political stuff going on. Seems like there's just fighting everywhere. If evil is contagious, so is goodness. Let us be infected by goodness and let us spread goodness.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, that's just
that's powerful.
It's a great message to, you know, in my view, to get out there. I think that we have an opportunity to show what our faith is about and to show what we're about. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to get caught up in the negativity that others are flowing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Take it the other direction. Come out from a positive direction. Exactly. Show them the goodness of it and, you know, let them open their hearts.
And it doesn't have to be that complicated. Sometimes we think we need to know everything about our faith in order to share it. Being nice to somebody or maybe smiling is a great way to start showing the love of Christ to someone,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, surprise them. You know, come at it, you know, maybe you've been in dialogue and it's gone negative, and then but come out and surprise them and be positive. Look for the good.
Yeah, look for the good of what they're looking for, try and listen to what they're really saying. Yeah. Oftentimes in these contentious discussions,
good word.
we really don't hear, yes, what people are truly saying.
Right, right.
You know, personally, from being friends with a lot of different people, and you know, I found that most of the time, even when things seem like there are two different ends of the political spectrum, mm-hmm, once you peel the onion a little bit, mm-hmm, you find you're actually closer together than you realize.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, but maybe going at it from two different directions.
Yeah, I agree.
But the problem is, oftentimes, we just don't listen in this world.
Mm-hmm.
No one takes that first step.
Yeah.
But as the, you know, Pope shows, says, show the goodness, why don't we take that first step and actually start to bring open that positive dialogue?
That's a great message. Thanks for sharing that. Frank, you have a programming note also?
Yeah, we're making a change today. And so it's something we've been doing for a little while on Mondays, but we're broadening it. So... we've been playing the world over, the repeat of the world over at 4 o'clock, mm-hmm, on Mondays. And, you know, it's been going really well. And it's something, you know, mm-hmm, some of the EWTN primetime lineup is really strong.
Wow.
And so how do we bring that out a little bit more? And so, you know, the other thing we've done the past few weeks is we put special programming on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. So we made a change this week. And so what's going to happen is we have the world over that's going to replay every Monday.
Mm-hmm. With Raymond Arroyo.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. And then Tuesday, we're actually going to replay a weekend program called Top of the Week, ooh, which is an interesting program because it varies, okay, as to what it is. But it's a great educational piece. And really, the EWTN makes some fabulous selections. Mm-hmm. Then on Wednesday, we're going to replay The Journey Home. So Monday evening's Journey, mm-hmm, Home, we will replay on Wednesday, okay, at 4 o'clock.
Very nice.
Thursday is still going to be Word of God and Connected in the Spirit, mm-hmm, to local programs. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, we're going to replay EWTN Live, mm-hmm, from the same week. So, you know, this is going to be the 4 o'clock programming starting today. And we've been doing the world over for quite a while. We've done it before in the past, and we had to stop for a little while, brought it back, and, you know, we've been doing that. Now we're going to just spread that a little bit further. You know, it's just bringing some of these good programmings to times where people may not be able to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know,
yes,
to fit their lives.
Yeah, they're busy people.
Exactly. All part of our effort here at Holy Spirit Radio to meet everyone where they are.
Exactly.
And that's what we're here for. And Frank, you would love to hear from our listeners about their requests, what they need, right?
Exactly. I love feedback. And I also love when people, if they hear a show that's like, oh, this really needs to get out there. Because one of the things we will do on that Top of the Week is if there is something that's really good, powerful, local, we're going to put it in that same slot, the Tuesday 4 o'clock slot. Mm-hmm. So always feel free to email me with your programming ideas, mm-hmm, suggestions, etc. frank@holyspiritradio.org.
Mm-hmm. And before we sign off with prayer, just briefly, you are working, Frank. I'm traveling to Mobile, Alabama tomorrow. You're working on a special compilation program for tomorrow?
Yes, and if all goes as planned. Now, I think it's going to be a really great program. Two of our favorite guests have been Marty Rotella,
right,
and Raymond Arroyo.
Ah.
And they're two different guests, but they're, yep, actually quite dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're putting it,
absolutely,
together into one show.
Whoa.
It's going to be it's a lot of fun.
With
I'm
music,
working on editing, right, with the music, et cetera. It's just been a lot of fun trying to get the edits down right, uh-huh, but I know I will have that together by 7 o'clock
by
tomorrow.
By 7 a.m. tomorrow.
That is correct.
That'll be our special compilation program.
Beautiful.
Let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Father, yours is the beauty of creation and the good things you have given us. Help us to begin this day joyfully in your name and to spend it in loving service of you and our fellow man. We ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, turn around and say hi to the Lord today, because he's wherever you are. God bless.